Taylor Watch.
Welcome back to another episode of Taylor Watch. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. Happy Monday. I am hating my Monday today. I'm Garfield big time. I hate Mondays. Not feeling it right now. I'm in a mood that's like.
Are you in your follicular phase?
I am in the follicular phase, but usually that's nice. Usually it's like, it's for the better. You know what I mean? Like it's the swinging of the pendulum. But I'm not quite all the way there yet, so I'm in a sour mood. I hate my outfit. I hate my hair. I hate my face. I hate my life. Like, it's that kind of day.
I get you. I get your vibe. But if it makes you feel any better, I love your outfit and I love your hair.
Thank you.
And
I
love
your vibe. I am wearing a cute shirt, though. I'm wearing a Drop Everything Now, Meet Me in the Pouring Rain.
Wait, yeah, that's so cute.
Etsy purchase.
You love an Etsy.
I love Etsy. Yeah. But it's, you know why? Because they just have the cutest shit.
Support people, small businesses.
The people make the best stuff. Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. So, and Etsy. I don't know how those people do it, though. I don't know how they don't get sued. Like, how do you not get sued for this t-shirt?
I think there's probably just so many that
it's too
like,
much.
You
it's
have
like,
to do,
we just gotta lose.
Like, you can't, like, really pick and choose. Like, if you're gonna do one. If you're gonna C and D one person, you gotta C and D
them all.
That's
what I'm saying. It's everybody on earth is doing the shit. But anyway, what's going on, GG? You had a good weekend.
I did have
a
good
weekend.
Yes, I'm feeling quite refreshed. I'm feeling nice. Thursday, I went to the NoahCon Mount Joy concert, which is with my brother. Which is funny. We thought it was NoahCon Mount Joy combo concert.
Oh,
and it was just Mount Joy. Opened for Noah and then
Noah
played.
Oh,
so
my God.
A little confused.
Interesting because I don't know, you know, I don't know the fame level of Mount Joy. I think they are more famous maybe because I know you're a huge fan, your sister's a big fan, you guys go to all their shows. Are they, I would have put them, based on how you guys talk about them, I would have put Mount Joy and NoahCon on like the same fame level, you know, whatever. Not quite.
You know,
I
thought that too until Thursday. I was like, Noah is so much more famous.
I love him. I just love
him.
I think
he's so
excellent.
Funny, so talented,
so
very
good.
Down to earth.
Great singer.
Yeah. Oh, God. He put on such a great show. Our girl, Gracie Abrams, came out.
Right.
And
I forgot about Gracie.
Died.
Ooh.
Yeah,
did she
so
sing?
Good.
What did she sing?
Everything Everywhere.
They
did
a good song.
He did like a whole version of his album with like collabs.
Right.
So she did Everything Everywhere with him on the album. So she came out. And then the Lumineers came out for If We Were Vampires, which is their collab song.
I fucking love the Lumineers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love the Lumineers. Mm-hmm. So it was just all around a great, great, great night.
That sounds amazing.
Shout out to Mount Joy for hooking us up. They always are so great to us, me and my brother and my sister. They're the nicest people ever.
Well, they know you guys love them. You're loyal fans.
Very loyal. Yeah. This was like my 6th time seeing them.
Ooh.
And it's funny because they brought out NoahCon at one of the shows that I went to at Pier 17.
Right.
And they're like, this is Noah. Yeah. And I was like, I don't really know him. Like, I think I know him from TikTok, whatever. And then like a year later, 2 years later, now they're opening for him.
That is crazy.
So it's funny. It's
That's
so crazy.
Crazy.
Yeah.
His NoahCon's rise is equal to that of like a Sabrina Carpenter, Chapel Roan. Like he's holding it down for the guys.
Totally.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, he is holding it down.
And he's such a nice, like, he's, you know, I don't think he's like playing it a certain way, but he's playing it right. Like he's a humble guy. He's a nice guy. He's extremely thankful to the crowds, to his fans. He can't ever believe anybody's showing up to see him. Similar to when we saw Niall. And Niall was like, I can't believe we sold at MSG. Noah said the same thing. And I think it's wonderful. It just goes to show humility gets you a long way.
Totally.
If you're not a, you know, I love a diva, you know, mess of a star.
Yes.
You know, don't get me wrong. But if you want to be beloved, you just got to be humble.
Yeah.
Stay humble. Be nice.
Stay humble,
don't talk shit
nice.
About the fans or to the fans.
Yeah.
You know, he really doesn't do that, I don't think.
Yeah, no.
You know, anything like that. But I am at the same time. You also went to Mother's Vineyard, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
That looked lovely.
It
was
so beautiful.
The
weather was perfect. Good vibes. Went to my parents and my brother work at the flea market on Wednesdays and Saturdays. So me and my dad went to go visit them on Saturday to the flea market. Went to the farm.
Cute.
Got some fresh goodies.
Yum.
Yeah, very good. Good
fresh
dinners.
Food.
Yeah. We got really good like fresh pesto.
Oh, yum.
Some like garlic, spicy cucumbers.
Ooh.
Fresh red onion. The blueberries. Unbelievable.
Out of control?
Best
is
blueberries
blueberry
I've
season?
Ever had. I don't know.
Blueberry season?
I think it's summer.
Probably.
Berry season is usually summer.
Yeah,
I know raspberry
sure.
season is like July, June, July.
Got
because
it.
Whenever I come to Martha's Vineyard in August, all the raspberries would be gone.
Right.
But
right.
it was like eating Sour Patch Kids. They were like,
ooh,
so yummy and tart. It was so good. Yeah.
I haven't had a bloob in a while.
Yeah,
a
my parents are big bloob people. Always yeah. Blueberries and strawberries.
Love a bloob.
But you can really tell the difference between like a supermarket bloob and and a fresh bloob.
Oh yeah, that I know as much. Thing about the blueberries is they always are looking like wine grapes to me. Red wine grapes look just like blueberries.
Yeah, they do.
Kind of like if you put them next to each other, you're like you can tell, but like they look very similar. It's almost tomato season. I know tomatoes have been running. Tomatoes are a staple of every summer. And yes, I am fresh off a vacation in Greece where all I ate was tomatoes like the entire time. But August, Jersey tomatoes, fucking it's tomato season. Oh
my God, I'm so excited for a fucking heirloom.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's heirloom tomato. Like I that love. Is, this is the time. We're about to be in the time of like the best tomatoes of your life. So you got to get your hands on
it
tomatoes.
It is kind of crazy that like New Jersey, you really don't think about it, but the corn, sweet the corn, tomatoes.
Yeah, sweet corn and tomatoes. Oh, we do it right.
Next
Nobody
level.
Does it better. No one. I've been to a lot of places and no one has a better tomato. Even Greece doesn't have a better tomato than fucking New Jersey.
I totally agree with that. The heirloom tomatoes are just next level. Mm-hmm. I'm so excited for that.
Me too. I did a whole lot of nothing. I visited with some friends. That was lovely. And I slept a lot.
That's what I did last weekend.
Yeah. I also did it last weekend. I've just been sleeping my fucking face off.
It's like, is it something in the air? I'm tired all the time.
I'm tired. And I'm trying to, listen, I'm in a bad mood, but it's not like a directed at anyone. I'm just like, my resting state is bad mood.
I guess
so. I'm trying to pull myself out of it. But sometimes the only way to get through that is to complain about it. And that's what I'm complaining about right now.
That's the story of my life.
So I've been in a bad mood. I was in a bad mood on the weekend. I'm trying to think if I like left the house. Oh, you know what I had to do? Oh my fucking God. I can't believe this. I had to go to Spectrum because my Wi-Fi went out and I was like, oh no, not my Wi-Fi. Let me unplug it and plug it back in, blow on it. You know, everybody knows Nintendo 64. It's how we used to do. Didn't work. My modem was broken and I had to go to Spectrum and like exchange my modem. Oh. Can't believe I had to walk to a place in public. Thankfully it took like 2 seconds, you know, like it's like, when do I have to go to a store for something like this? I just call somebody on the phone. But I had to go exchange it. Really only took 2 minutes. And it would have taken 1 minute if they didn't spend half the time trying to convince me to switch my cell phone service Spectrum.
I'm like, I was in like, what world do you think I'm going to use Spectrum?
Like,
as
are you out of your mind? I was like, and honestly, in that moment, I was like, I'm returning a piece of broken, broken.
That's so true.
Like, whatever the fuck.
Yeah, modem.
Modem, like a
router?
Hardware. I'm returning a piece of broken hardware right now. And you're going to try to upsell me right now? It's just not the time. You
Crazy.
Know what I mean? It's just not the time. So that was that. Got to hang out with a few kids this weekend. Children. I know.
Pause.
I was with a baby and like a three-year-old.
Oh, because didn't your friend?
It's my friend's. I think I saw
on your story.
So I visited with them a little bit. Yes.
That's fun.
Sweet Millie girl. It was like, we blew bubbles for a while. It was lovely. Yeah. I was being really funny about it. I said that all the bubbles are like, because they're New York bubbles. And I was like, they're like, I'm out of here. So every time they'd fly up over the thing, I'd say, I'm out of here.
That's funny.
And I did that for like an hour.
That's hilarious.
And it was good.
Oh,
so
I love playing with
kids.
Now
I'm really good at taking care of kids.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like we both maybe come off as people that don't have like a maternal bone, but like
I feel like
we both are very good with kids and dogs and little animals and stuff.
Absolutely. Very shockingly caring.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like you wouldn't think, like you think I'd be bored and like a bitch about it, but it's like, oh no. I'm like the people call me a babysitter, you know? Like I'm that bitch. But the weekends go by, the days go by, the summer is coming and going, and I'm in the middle of summer where it's like, I don't want summer to end, so in protest, I'm just going to be depressed and sit on my couch and stare wistfully outside, I think is like what's going on. And so, to be honest, Jay, I don't know how Taylor feels at the moment, because she's got to be depressed soon, 10 more shows.
I know. I wonder if she's depressed or if she's like...
She's got that summertime sadness times 10, literally, figuratively.
But I wonder if she's like almost relieved. Like I'm
so
sure she's sad.
So true.
Like hate to see you go, but love to,
but
watch,
love
you
to
leave,
watch you leave.
You know,
yeah.
Like
she
had a
run.
I think if she did another like 6 month of touring, like that's just so draining.
It's
like,
a lot.
I feel like at the end it'll be a good goodbye. It'll be very sad, but I feel like she'll finally be like, oh, like this is. But who knows? Because she does. She's a busy bee. She loves to work.
She loves to be busy. But here's the thing. Everybody needs a break. Okay?
Yeah, everyone needs a break.
And she does have a break coming up. We've got, we have 10 shows left in total. 5 left in the UK, London.
Yep.
All 5 will be in London. Coming up. No, I'm sorry. I'm lying.
No,
I'm lying.
We have Hamburg.
We have Hamburg and Munich.
And Warsaw.
Warsaw.
Yeah. There's a couple.
Am I stupid? Why? Are there really only 10 shows left? That doesn't seem right.
Let me look at Swift Alert.
Because I saw that tweet, too, that was like, there's only 10 shows left, but it doesn't feel like that's enough shows.
Let's see. She has Hamburg Night 1, which is technically today, but it's tomorrow.
Yeah.
Hamburg Night 2. Munich Night 1, so that's 4.
Hamburg,
Munich 2 is 4.
Yeah.
Okay, wait, let me count. I can just count here. Whoa, it seems a lot more like 10.
It's way more than 10. Okay.
Maybe it's only 10 more stops.
Could be.
Hamburg,
could be.
Munich, Warsaw, Vienna, London, Miami, New Orleans, Indianapolis, Toronto, Vancouver. So it is
okay,
only 10
more
stops. But
listen, everybody on Swifty Twitter is just trying to don't rush the end of the Eras tour.
This
because
is why
when
we fact check.
This is why we fact check in real time. Yeah. Because this is crazy. Like I saw that same thing. You said, oh, there's only 10 shows left. And I saw that same like tweet or whatever.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, damn, I can't believe it's really coming down to it. Like whatever. And I really didn't think much about it. More. But now that we're, you know, researching a little bit more, there's like 20 shows left at least.
9, 10, 11, 12. 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29.
We have so many shows
over 30.
We have so many fucking shows left. Everybody needs to cool your fucking jets, okay?
Okay.
10 more stops, yes.
That was crazy. I was like, 10 more shows.
No. Like, that would have been, like, I started having a little bit of a panic, like a tightness in my chest. I was like, wow, only 10 more shows. Like, what are we going to do? But no, plenty of shows left, plenty of time left. Excitement is on the horizon. We have Hamburg, Munich, Warsaw, Vienna, all leading up until these big London shows that everyone is just like, you know, people won't stop talking about the London shows, Gia.
Yeah.
They won't stop talking about it. And everybody thinks, you know, it's going to be some sort of announcement one way or another. We've got a few more theories going on, which we'll get into. But I would say, generally speaking, I am not ready. At this point in time, I'm not ready for Eras Tour to be over yet. Like,
no.
I'm hanging on by a thread.
No,
and
I'm not
I need
ready
it
for
to
it.
Stay.
Are
I
you ready for
stay.
It? I'm not ready for
I'm
it.
I'm not ready for
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
I'm not ready for it.
It'll be really sad. Like, I feel like there's been so much fun things to come out of the tour. I mean, this show. We're not going anywhere also, by the way, but
oh, yeah, we talked about that a couple weeks ago.
But
we're not going anywhere.
Like, the games and looking at the outfits and the surprise songs and all that stuff. Like, it's just a fun thing to kind of pay attention to throughout the day. It gives you something to be interested in all the time.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it'll be really... It's sad. And we better go to one more fucking show because...
We have to, Jay.
Like,
that's what I'm saying.
Say
like, I need something...
Say bye
to, no, we
Paris.
Didn't say goodbye. We did not say goodbye.
Yeah.
We were too, like, wrapped up in the moment. We didn't say goodbye. I didn't soak it in. We didn't sit in our seats at the end with the lights on and cry. Like, I need those things.
Yeah.
We need those things and we will make it to one. People are saying that she is going to be... Well, obviously, she's in Miami. It's Miami, New Orleans, and Indianapolis are the only three. Okay. I think Miami's our option. We keep talking about it.
New Orleans would be fucking sick, though.
I've never been there, you know.
No, neither have I.
New Orleans. That would
I would
be
love
fun.
To go there. Should we try?
I think our girl Ainsley's going there for her 21st
she
birthday.
She said that,
Yeah.
21st birthday, New Orleans, Taylor Swift.
So fun.
Fucking sick.
So fun. Really
the only
awesome.
Thing is, I don't know if I could handle Bourbon Street.
I could. But
I think
would,
maybe
I
could do
you
it.
Know what would happen, G? I might pull my boobs out.
Oh. Well, hey, I mean, that's the one time to do it.
That's what everybody does. No, I wouldn't. It feels too...
I'm too self-conscious about my boobs.
Yeah. Oh, we'll say
if I was really
but
drunk.
I'm hammered. Yes, yeah. That's the only way I'm pulling these titties out is if I'm hammered. But like, but I anticipate, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
But I anticipate being like, if I were to go on Bourbon Street being so drunk, because that's just the
I would
big,
have to be blacked
whatever.
Out.
Although now, I don't know, like it might have become too popular in the way of like, everyone goes there now and... You know, you maybe have to keep your wits about you on Bourbon Street more than like, oh, it's just a fun place where everybody drinks in the street.
Like,
it's more
like,
you know, wear a crossbody and like protect your belongings type
and
spot.
And like buddy system type
buddy
of thing.
Buddy system, don't get roofied.
A bunch of
like,
boys,
I worry about those things.
A bunch of boys went to Bourbon Street that we work with because the Super Bowl was there a couple years ago and... Mm. They were saying that it was fucking crazy that like there was just like people holding snakes, people like fucking,
that.
People like
that's,
sucking
yeah.
dick, like
that's
it
a
was
lot.
Crazy. Yeah.
It's very, it's a lot of casual sex stuff floating around and that's tough. But,
not a fan of that.
I would go to any though. Again, I'm not discriminating. I am not saying no to any opportunity that arises. Yeah. Maybe we should start being a little more proactive about that. Maybe I'll do that. Maybe that's what I need to turn this mood around, is like buy more Taylor Swift tickets. You know, like it may be the only thing that can help
me. The only way to make us feel better is if we buy more Taylor Swift tickets.
Exactly. I'm at a point, so I've said this before many a time, that that Taylor and I are, there's something, we're in tune with each other in some way, whether it's our Sagittarius connection, whether it's the fact that our birthdays are a mere 13 days apart, you know, things to think about.
We both have bangs.
Like there's a lot of similarities, yeah, and just a lot of things, you know, we're really paired up. Mm-hmm. And so I'm wondering, you know, Gia, I don't know where I was going with that. I got lost talking about myself and Taylor Swift's connection.
I thought you were going to go with your little Horcrux.
Well, I was going to talk about the Horcruxes, but I was going to talk about something else before that.
Oh,
what were we talking about? Am I okay?
I honestly didn't really know, like, where you were going.
Am I okay? I thought you were going off the beaten path. I was going to bring up the Horcruxes, but I was going off the beaten path. We're talking about New Orleans. We're talking about Taylor Swift.
The connection? Are you talking about the were you trying to bring up?
I remember.
Your poem?
Yes, I'm always trying to bring up the poem, and yes, that is another thing. That's another place that we're connected. Okay, I remember though.
Okay.
So I've said over time is that Taylor, I love bringing up the poem. Taylor is always putting out something or like releasing something or whatever, like when I really need it. Like
right.
Either I'm feeling sad or I'm feeling heartbroken. I'm feeling, you know, happy, and I want an album that goes with it. Like it's just always somehow tied in with my like actual life.
Right.
But I'm at the point where, like, maybe she's given me so much in my time of need that now in my time of need, like, right now I'm feeling blah. Like, I'm like, well, where's this bitch to, like, pick me back up? Like, I need something right now, you know?
I know. Am I being, like,
a greedy addict? What it sounds like.
If Tortured Poets came out, like, right now, yeah, maybe that'd be great. Would a good timing for you.
That'd be great. No, but I needed it when it came out, is what I'm saying. Okay. So that's what I'm saying. I'm being greedy at this point. Like,
you need more.
I need more. The crowds are chanting more.
Shit.
And it's me. I need more.
Well, what you need is Reputation Taylor's version.
That is what I need. And that's always what I've needed, and everyone knows that. Wait, speaking of, did you see that cute, I sent it to you, that cutie video of that little baby Lucy, who is, who before she was born, her parents got her a Reputation bodysuit.
Yeah, and they're like,
Rep TV
won't come out until she fits.
Until she can fit in this. Yeah. And she's like a couple months off from fitting in it. So they issued a public apology. They're like, this is a public apology to the Swifties. Like, Lucy can't quite fit in her Reputation bodysuit yet, which is exactly why Taylor hasn't put it out yet.
Obviously.
And I forgive Lucy. Mm-hmm. However, but it does, you know, bring some things into light. Like, thank God. Thank God we have a reason as to why it's not here. Thank God my personal reputation, you know, is personally in the shit. You know, it's just like, let's get it moving. Okay. I need to get it going.
Okay. Yeah, I agree.
I'm being greedy.
Yeah. I feel like I said this before, but Tortured Poets, I still love it so much, but it just really didn't fit what I need in my life.
What you needed
right
at
now.
The time. Yeah.
I do feel like I kind of have always been on a similar, life event
trajectory
as Taylor. When she puts out albums, it kind of always fits into what's going on, but it happened with Midnights, and it's kind of happened with Tortured Poets. I feel like in like 6 months when the winter comes, I'm gonna come back to Tortured Poets and be like, this is my album.
Tortured Poets in the wintertime, I might not survive.
I know, I'm scared.
I might not survive.
I'm scared.
It's gonna be great. But
it's gonna be great. It's gonna really hit harder, I think. Mm-hmm. But yeah, same with Midnights. Like, it just didn't really hit for me when I thought that I needed it. But little did I know that I needed it.
Yeah,
I just didn't know at the time, you know. So that's Taylor, just like for.
That's always, she just wants to make sure that you're always covered. And like I said, because we're so connected in every single way, you know, we're on the same timeline ourselves. So like, she's probably feeling the same that I'm feeling. You know, like, she also needs to process this. And so once she finally does, she'll be able to lift us both up. Like, she brings all our friends to the summit. So that's the thing. Very excited about that.
It's just so interesting to see how this the events plan out with the releasing and the announcements and stuff. Like, I at this point, I'm kind of just like, all right, whatever happens, happens. Mm-hmm. The theories are fun to look at, but I'm not really paying attention to anything too much anymore. Mm-hmm. Now I'm just kind of more just excited because it, like, you, no one knows what's going to happen.
No one knows what's going to happen. But that also does lead us into the latest theory, which I do enjoy. And I'm in the middle of right now. Maybe that's why my brain's a little scattered. My mind may be still on this blog that I'm writing, which is comparing Harry Potter Horcruxes to Taylor Swift's album re-releases. And someone put out a little theory that was like, she referenced Horcruxes in her Time magazine interview back in December.
Right.
Said, I'm collecting Horcruxes, or I'm collecting Infinity Stones, I'm, you know, Horcruxes, whatever. Yeah. She said both those things. And the last two, for Harry Potter fans, people who aren't fans, a Horcrux is a, I feel stupid for explaining it, but I forget that not everybody knows.
Yeah.
I'm talking about it like it's a regular thing. Yeah. But it's, for those who haven't seen the movie, it's like a, an object or something that Voldemort, the bad guy, hid a piece of his soul in so that he can never actually die. If he's killed, he's still got a little, he's got a little something on reserve, you know? So Harry Potter's job is to find all these Horcruxes and destroy them so he can finally destroy Voldemort, like, once and for all.
Right.
And the last two Horcruxes that need to be destroyed are...
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. Are Harry himself had a piece of Voldemort inside of him he didn't even know about until the last second.
What?
And Voldemort's snake pet named Nagini. And so it's like, you know, a snake and himself, your name, your reputation. So people are thinking like, okay, is are the last two album, you know, we have that. The last two albums that are left are Debut and Reputation. It would make sense for the Harry Potter, you know, Nagini the snake narrative. And I've decided to expand on that. So if you're interested in seeing all that, comparing all of the previously re-recorded albums to different Horcruxes in Harry Potter, and also, you know, my thoughts and feelings on the final order of things, then I am writing a big blog about that. But in the meantime, I will say that for those who don't know, Harry Potter gets rid of his own Horcrux inside of himself before the snake is dead. That, I think, is the biggest takeaway.
Okay.
So for me, if she is pairing up with Horcruxes and that debut was some kind of
first.
Thing, Debut comes first.
Okay.
So, and that would make sense with all the green. And we've got the green, the man jacket, you know, that we maybe saw. Or was it a karma jacket? No one knows at this point.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, I don't know. And I think that we've been very curious about that. Are we getting them at the same time? Are we getting them, you know, when are we getting them? Another thing that people are pointing out is that these two things, Harry destroying the Horcrux of himself and Nagini the snake, those both happened within like an hour of each other. So people are now being like, she's going to put them out on the same day. I still don't think that, though.
Yeah, I know.
We've talked about that, I know.
Yeah, we've talked about
really,
it.
I don't necessarily think it.
Yeah, it just feels like it would be taking away from Debut because everyone cares more about Reputation than Debut.
Agree. And but, Reputation does feel like a stunning finale. You know what I mean?
Yeah, totally.
And with New Year's Day on the track list, so it makes more sense to come out in December.
Yeah.
Like, it's just... I'm singing a different tune now. I thought for sure Rep would come out first, but now I'm starting to sing a different tune. And I think that maybe this Horcrux metaphor / comparison may have a hand in it.
I love that.
So
I love the Taylor Swift Harry Potter crossover.
Yeah, me too. So
is
much.
Is she a Potterhead?
Yeah, she is. Yeah,
I didn't know that.
She's got a picture with J.K. Rowling. Don't tell anybody.
Oh, okay, interesting.
Like a selfie from like, who knows from when.
So long ago.
Yeah.
I never, she always, of course, it doesn't surprise me at all that she's a Harry Potter fan, but I just don't ever remember seeing her like talk about it or anything, so.
It's not the first time she's talked about it, but definitely the first time she's like put it in an interview. Like the Time magazine interview was massive for her to be like referencing, but of course she's referencing Harry Potter because she likes that, and then she's got, you know, Marvel on the phone at the same time with the Avengers
Infinity Stones,
like, whatever.
It's interesting because the colors of the Infinity Stones like are the same colors as like each album drop. There was like some sort of comparison, I think, in one of the music videos, one of the Reputation. I think it was what's the music video where she's wearing the tiger shirt? It's Reputation.
Reputation. That's Look What You Made Me Do.
Look What You Made Me Do.
Yeah,
there's like stones in the background and like they look like
I
the
saw
Infinity
that. That's
stones.
Right. That's right.
Yeah, it's interesting. I don't know.
Interesting.
And, you
stuff.
Know, it's always like I'm looking and I'm like, I'm okay, and then I just keep scrolling. Like it's in kind of in one ear out the other.
For sure.
But
well, there's so many theories flying around at all times, and it's like, and you can draw these conclusions. You can like bring these things back.
Yeah, it's
you know,
fun. You just pick
up.
And choose which ones you like and which ones you don't like.
Yeah. Because obviously when Reputation came out, she didn't predict the fact that she was gonna have to later like claim it back. So like there
totally.
Aren't like anybody trying to connect things with like, and in this album, wow, she's like hinting at this. It's like, no. Like this is a totally different thing. So, you know, whatever you see, you can maybe draw some invisible strings, but in reality, not quite the case.
Yeah.
I think that the Harry Potter theory is good. I think that the theory of London still kind of holds up, announcing something right before a big break. She's got a couple months off. Because she'll probably in that time off go see Travis perform on his stage.
Yay.
Travis is back at training camp.
Looking hot as ever.
He's got his Mama Tom Selleck mustache going on. God, oh, baby.
Damn, with that mustache and the long hair. Ooh,
stop it.
Okay, Trav.
Quit it.
God, he looks so good.
He's being funny. He's talking with everybody, having a good time. But we have to remember, as he is America's boyfriend, but he also is a professional football player. Mm. And he's got to get down to business. And he's got to maybe win another Super Bowl. So, you know, right?
Of course.
He's got to. So he's.
Well,
you just have to
keep
that in
mind. If the Eagles don't win.
True. Right. We're at the point where, it's anybody's game.
Yeah.
It's anybody's game. Oh, my God. Speaking of America's boyfriend, I don't know how I left out the most important and exciting part of my entire weekend as if I, did nothing. I saw Twisters this weekend. And it was amazing.
I need to see it.
Glenn Powell love is why Glenn I Powell. Mentioned America's
Glenn
boyfriend.
Glenn Powell Summer.
Oh, my God.
It's so funny how chicks in the office, they're friends with him. Like, they've had him on the show a bunch of times. And, now he's finally getting his flowers, and I love it because he's always been so awesome. I loved him in Scream Queens.
Of course. Are you kidding?
Iconic Chad.
Chad
Thadwell or whatever.
Yeah, Chad Thadwell, I think.
Jonas.
Yeah.
So funny.
He's so good.
Always
he said,
so
did
funny.
You see? He said he'd be willing to reprise his role
as
Chad.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay,
in Scream Queens. We got to get back on the books for Scream Queens. I fucking love Scream Queens.
I haven't done it in years. I never watched it after the first season.
Oh, I loved
season.
It all. I loved it all. I just, I'm into a Ryan Murphy, hyper camp kind of horror show.
Yeah.
Love that shit. But Twisters was a really, really good movie. It's like a fun summer blockbuster, a movie theater experience, a thing to go and enjoy yourself. I went at 10 a.m. on Saturday morning. I woke up at 9:30.
Hell yeah.
Or 9:15. And, I was sitting in bed. I'm like, it's Saturday. What am I going to do? I wasn't going to my friends until way later on. And I was like, we'll see. And then I actually saw Federberg tweeting about Twisters. I don't know when he saw it, maybe the night before. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to go see it.
Yeah.
And I saw there's a 10 o'clock show. I said, what else am I going to do? Sit in my bed and smoke weed on my phone the whole time? I might as well go to the movies. And so, I live close. Went there. I got myself popcorn and a soda. Didn't care about the time.
Hell yeah.
And boy, did I enjoy myself.
Great time. I am a number one lover of going to the movies by myself.
Obsessed.
I love going to the movies by myself.
I almost prefer it, to be honest.
I prefer it.
Yeah.
My sister got mad at me because I didn't go see a movie with her. I forget what movie it was.
It was Challengers, and we saw it.
Oh,
me and Fran saw it together.
Yeah. She was so mad, and I was like, I like to just go by myself. Then I don't have to worry about anyone else's pace. I go into the theater when I want.
Yeah.
I don't have to worry about any side comments. Maybe if the other person didn't like the movie and I did, or if I liked the movie and the other person didn't.
True, panic.
You just, your own opinion is your own opinion. You don't get skewed any other way. And then you just sit there, enjoy yourself, and then go home.
Yeah. Do you think that Taylor Swift likes Glenn Powell? I feel like she would be...
Like more than a friend or just in general?
No. Like as a... yes, more than a friend. Well, the connection, of course, is Daisy Edgar Jones, who's also in Twisters. Excellent. I love her
so
much.
She is in the...
Normal People.
Sally Rooney Universe.
That friend
Paul
group,
Mescal.
Whatever. Paul.
Yep.
You know, dare I say it, Joe. And all that's going on. And I think the likelihood that we see... and Glenn Powell is from Texas, and he's like a country boy, and I feel like sometimes Travis gets that country boy going, and I think that there's a high likelihood that all these people end up at the same. The link is Miles Teller.
Oh, yes,
he did
because they're both
Top Gun.
Miles Teller.
Friends, whatever, that's the link. So I think we have a new member of the crew, and it's Glenn Powell.
Oh, I would love that.
Yeah.
I would love if he made his way to an Aerosaur show. For sure.
I would love
Daisy, too. Yeah.
I would love it. So we got to keep our eyes peeled for that.
He really
Great
is America's
movie.
Boyfriend.
No, he really is. Like, if I see more of a picture of him with his cute-ass dog, I'm going to explode. Like,
it's
he's
so
just so...
Cute.
He's so cute. So charismatic. Such a nice guy. Like, obsessed with him. So, that's Twisters. I don't know why I... Oh, America's Boyfriend, Travis. Wait, I wanted to bring up a funny tweet I saw before we walked in here.
Oh.
From Jason.
Oh.
Jason may be feuding with Big Mango.
Oh. He doesn't like mangoes.
I don't know. This is an inside joke that maybe I don't know. But Pop Base, of course, number one news source in the world, tweeted, today is National Mango Day, with pictures of mangoes. Honestly,
yum.
I thought they were baked potatoes
at first.
I thought these were baked potatoes, loaded up baked potatoes when I first saw them. Jason says, no, it isn't. It's just a regular ass Monday. Eat a mango if you want, but don't let Big Mango fool you into this nonsense.
Oh.
So Jason is like, yeah.
I think he's either
Travis
anti-
is at, he's at camp, right?
Yeah.
And Jason is not at camp because he's retired, first year retired, and he needs to fill his days with something, and it sounds like his crusade is Big Mango.
Interesting. I wonder if he's against the mango specifically or if he's against like the national days, you know?
He might be against the national days.
Yeah.
And he might be against mangoes too. He doesn't strike me as a mango guy.
Yeah, he doesn't either. And you know what? I don't really like mangoes either.
I like mango flavor. And I like, I like a mango margarita.
Nope.
Give me one margarita.
I'm going to open my legs. I'm not a fruit flavored girl. I like strawberries. I like raspberries.
Delish.
And blueberries.
Delish.
But I'm not going to go get like a strawberry margarita. I'm always going to get like a spicy marg or just a normal marg,
right.
you know?
You like a salty versus sweet when it
yes,
comes to your cocktails.
Yes, exactly, definitely.
I am somewhere in the middle.
Like with the high noon, I always go for like the lemon or
funny,
the lime
yeah.
flavor.
Like
whatever.
I go pineapple.
Yeah, like like I just can't do the pineapple. The most I can do is the, not the strawberry, the raspberry sweet.
The tequila one?
Yeah, the tequila is not too sweet for me, which I like.
Yeah, it's delish. I like them all, but the assault on Big Mango.
It hurts my stomach.
Yeah, I feel that. Well, it's like I can't have too many of them, you know? The only thing I can drink a million pineapple high noons. That I have the limit does not exist for me. But the reason I bring up that tweet, again, reminding everyone that Jason is retired and seemingly bored. And I'm curious if he's feeling like, I wonder how he feels, you know?
I've heard that he's actually been super active.
Oh!
In the Eagles, like, sidelines, like, being very involved. People might think he might become a coach.
Yeah. Oh, how fun
would
that
be?
Be
awesome. Coach
how
Kelsey?
How fun!
Yeah, it would be awesome.
Oh, I hope that, if that's what he wants, I hope that that's where it goes.
Yeah,
because that would just be exciting. That'd be wonderful.
Yeah, I mean.
All right, so he'll be at the game. He'll be there.
Yeah, I just think there's too. He loves it too much. He's too invested to just give it up cold turkey like that, you know?
Totally
like,
agree.
If he's not going to do commentary like the way that Tom and Greg Olsen and stuff did after they retired, I feel like coaching is, he could turn some kids into some of the greatest offensive linemen ever because he's so good. So yeah, his insight is very needed.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Kelseys are. Oh wait,
Kelseys
you know what else?
Slang.
You know what else too? Kelseys are slang. Did you see? We didn't get to talk about it. I think it came out after we recorded. Kylie Kelce, putting out her statement against the media who won't stop speculating over whether or not someone's pregnant.
Yeah.
Her specifically.
Yeah.
She put out a video and was like, "All right, you know, I'm just gonna make a video, nip this in the bud. My like need to you know." Clap back at things is like overpowering me. My self-control, whatever, I need to just get this out of here. I'm not pregnant. There have been news articles written about me for the last year and a half saying that I am pregnant. Haven't been pregnant since my last baby.
Yeah.
It's fucked up when people say stuff like this. She divulged that she at one point had a miscarriage before Wyatt, I believe she said, and that it's just insensitive to be talking about these things. You don't know what's going on in someone's life, and to speculate or to be the first person to report on it is fucked up.
Yep.
And I think, you know, we see this all the time. It was happening with Taylor. It happens with literally everyone.
Every woman that, like, wears a bathing
suit.
Or,
no,
like,
it's insane.
Wears,
it's
like,
insane.
A tight-fitting dress. They're like, oh, pregnant?
Makes no sense
Yeah,
to
I mean,
me.
I feel like we've had this conversation a million times. It's just rude. It's just disrespectful.
Yeah.
I think just to comment on a woman's body, you don't know.
Yep.
If she just was maybe eating good that day. Like, it really just doesn't matter.
It literally doesn't. It's none of your business, by the way.
Yeah, it's no one's business because you don't know. Even if that person is pregnant, they could, you know, lose that child in the next week. They could lose a child in the next month. Like, it's a very sensitive topic.
Extremely.
Pregnancy is a beautiful thing, but it's something that should be, you know, cherished and something that your family.
It's a private thing to a certain extent. It's a private thing,
to say,
You know. Up until you personally want to share whatever you want to share about it. Like, it's nobody else's.
Yeah.
Like, it's just fucking stupid.
It's just rude.
So, proud of her. Proud of her for saying something like that. She said
Kylie's
it in a very...
Kylie's the best.
Yeah, she's the best. She said it in a very... just a very succinct way.
Yeah,
I appreciate her.
Yeah,
I just appreciate her. She's great. She's doing great things. The Kelseys are just... They're fabulous. They're
Another
wonderful.
Another thing about the Kelce Travis, I saw a funny tweet that was like, it's kind of perfect that the Chiefs fans and the Swifties have kind of combined because they really match each other's freaks.
Oh, absolutely.
Because these Chiefs fans were camping outside, like, in the morning to get in a spot for, like, their training camp to watch.
Oh, is that why I saw when he was walking in, he was like, thanks for coming out to everybody in the morning?
There was a huge crowd of people. Like, this is all just people to, like, watch them train. Like, watch them do, like, practice, basically.
That's exciting, though.
No, it's so exciting.
You know, that's so fun.
What I'm saying is that, I mean, Swifties, we do it for the concerts and stuff, but, like, that level of, like, love.
Oh, yeah.
And
is, like, the fandom.
Same, you know, like, it's, sure. I respect it from the Chiefs fans. And I respect it from the Swifties, obviously.
Absolutely.
So I think it's funny, like, how there was a huge debate in the beginning, Swifties, NFL fans, you know. Mm-hmm. Again, this proves we're way more alike than people think.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we always have been.
Yeah.
I think we drew that conclusion last year at some point, being like, Swifties are crazy, football fans are crazy. Like, we just need to stay on our respective sides and appreciate each other's crazy versus, like, get at each other's throats about it.
Yeah.
Know? Which was, it was a good bridge across the aisle, I think. And now we have it. What else is going on in their lives? I feel, you know, we had Gelsenkirchen since we last spoke, both of the concerts.
Yeah.
Right. And then,
I have the, surprise songs.
Yeah,
where
were the surprise songs?
Very good surprise songs.
Yeah, they were good matches.
We had Superstar and Invisible String on guitar, which was very cute.
Really cute.
Slut and False God on
that
piano.
That one is crazy. And was Travis so at that good. Show? That was his, like, maybe
last
one?
I think so,
one?
Yeah. He went night one and night two.
Got
I don't
it.
Think he was at night
no,
three.
No, I think because he was getting the hell out of there. Yeah. And then the internet was, like, broken and, you know, all the planes were all
my
fucked
God,
up.
My God, that was
everything.
Crazy.
Oh, God. So much going on in the world.
And then night two was Speak Now. And Hey Steven, and that's when she did, like, would they write a song for you?
Yeah
Nope.
And she said nope.
Yeah And then she did on the piano This Is Me Trying and Labyrinth, which was
I love Labyrinth.
Beautiful,
you know, I love that song.
Beautiful combo.
So good.
And then night three was Paper Rings and Stay, which is
cute.
Very sweet.
Pray for Madeline.
And I know
Paper Rings
and
yeah.
It's Time to Go and Better Man.
Just, you know, bravo. Bravo, top to bottom.
I wanted to read, I think you know, these surprise songs spoke a lot about how she's feeling right now, because Gelsenkirchen, I always say.
I know.
Gelsenkirchen.
Is how it's technically said, but we've been saying Gelsenkirchen, everybody knows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Gelsenkirchen. Sorry.
Yeah, Gelsenkirchen.
Night one.
Lovingly.
It was, she did, like, the combo all along. There was some Invisible String tying you to me, Superstar. And then night two is I Just Wanted You to Know, I've Fallen in Love Again.
Yep.
Night three, I'd Marry You with Paper Rings, and you came in with a football helmet. Stay.
Yeah.
So
cute. Just cutie. And that's how it is. Like, you know, he's going back to work. They're not going to, until she's on break, they're probably not going to be able to see each other much, you know? Because he's in training now for, like, until the season starts, right? Like, that's it now. But
I think preseason starts in August, and then the first game is, like, in, like, the first
how long
week
is
of September.
Camp? How long is camp?
I don't know, to be honest.
Oh, so maybe he has a little bit of time.
Yeah, maybe. I think it has to be, like, the first couple weeks. And also, like, he's not going to play in any preseason games, but, like, I think
true.
He still has to be there.
I'm sure, yeah. So we'll have to see. Again, we don't know when they're going to see each other. You know, we might be getting a lot more of these unhinged surprise song mashups when he, like, hasn't been to a show in a while. I feel like she does the crazier ones, you know? Being like, I miss you, bitch, get here now.
Yeah.
Come back, be here, you know, vibes. But, that's just exciting. Exciting for everybody's busy. Everyone's busy. Everyone's doing their stuff.
Everyone's busy.
Living their life.
It's
and this
summer.
Is how things go. It's summertime.
Everyone gets so busy in the summer.
This is how things go. And we're just excited. We're excited for all of them. Excited for everybody.
Yeah.
Trying to think what else. We love the songs that she sang. What was I going to say?
I, like, really don't have, like, that much stuff.
It's Time to Go is what I was thinking
of.
Oh,
love that song.
It's Time to, of course we love that song. We had another person singing that song. I'll bring it up and we'll talk about it briefly. Another person singing that song. Joe Biden. It's Jover.
Is the run is the right thing. Sometimes the run is the brave thing. Sometimes giving up is the right thing that'll find you the right thing. Yeah. It's Jover. Again, two Jovers in 1 year.
Two Jover summers in a row. That's tough. two Joe vs. Like, it's supposed to be Brat Summer, not another Joe vs. Summer. But, like, we've got Joe vs. Summer two summers in a row. Joe Biden dropped out of the presidential race. It looks like we're getting Kamala, Mamala in there.
Yeah.
And we're just going to have to see how it goes.
It's interesting to
me. We're not a politics podcast.
Yeah, we're not a
politics
podcast.
I've been saying that because I feel like people come for me all the time. And I'm like, I'm so detached.
No one wants to hear the Taylor Watch girls
give
their
political
opinions.
No one cares. Yeah. And you shouldn't, by the way. You shouldn't care what we're saying.
I know. I posted something on TikTok today. And
ill-informed.
People are ripping me apart.
Oh, no. I just won't even. The most I talk about it is like, ugh, please.
I just, to me, I'm just interested with how Taylor is going to go about this.
A lot of people calling for Taylor's thoughts. First of all, she's busy right now. Give her a minute. But also, she has historically supported the Democratic nominee.
Yeah.
Kind of no matter who it is, Joe Biden included.
That was recent, though.
Yeah,
Was Hillary.
Like the only,
was she Hillary too?
She didn't. I don't think she openly said like go vote for Hillary, but she did. She was adamant about being like go vote. You know, like that was the first year that she was really like popping off, being like go vote.
Right.
But so we'll have to see. She, you know, it's complicated now. I think more than ever.
It's sad that we live in a world where like Taylor Swift is like the reason that people think that Kamala may lose the election.
That's where my anxiety lies, and I do have anxiety about this. She has a level of influence that, like, you know, we all drink the Kool-Aid. We are in her cult. We are, we love it. We're down for the cause, whatever. And it's not that I wouldn't disagree with her politics, because I don't. I agree with the things she fights for, and I agree with the stances she has made before. But it does feel now almost a little like if Taylor Swift endorses Kamala, then if you are a Swiftie who doesn't vote for Kamala, are you a bad Swiftie? Like, that's kind of how, like, people are going to interpret it like that. Like, that's how the dumb people on Twitter are going to be like, okay, well, it's this, and if you don't like what our pop star likes, then that's that.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that, like, we should be voting for Trump. Like, I fucking hate him. No, everybody hates him. Like, he's hilarious, and he's high comedy, and he's a reality TV star. But besides that, he's a garbage human being. We all know this. But I worry about, like, at this point she can't not get involved, I guess. I just wish we could all.
It's a lose-lose. I feel like it's a lose-lose situation.
I don't even like
with
talking
her.
About it. Like,
if
that's what I'm saying. Like, it's hard to even get the point I'm trying
because
to get
it's such
across.
A thin line. Like, you really don't know. Like, I don't know. I just feel like if she says something about Kamala, people are gonna be like, well, Kamala did this and Kamala did that, and she's not actually a good person.
Exactly,
blah, blah. So then it's going to be like, okay, so why are you endorsing this person?
That's what I'm saying, which isn't untrue, but then also, like, it's like you have this, like, I also am starting to feel pressure as, like, a woman, to be honest.
Yeah.
Like, we've got, you know, potential for first woman president here, and I'm not so jazzed. Like, I'm kind of like, this is how it's going to go.
I know, like,
you know?
Like, yeah.
Not even just her as a person. I wish that it were, like, a fair, like, it doesn't feel.
Right, because she was
right.
just kind of
nothing
put
about
into
the
spot.
Nothing, like, about it feels right. It kind of feels like we're pulling wool over eyes, and I just wish, where are the young, hot, political, like, potential presidents out here, men and women, where
the
fuck are you?
They don't
I knew in college was like a political science major. Yeah. Where the fuck are you now?
Yeah.
Like, it's time. Come
they
out.
They probably, like, don't have
it's ridiculous.
Them, like, it's, well, it's because politics are just so fucking corrupt.
I know.
And, like,
I know.
It's never going to be not old white men because it's just,
oh,
like,
I know,
whatever.
And it's the worst.
Yeah.
It's just horrible.
Because it's big companies that fund these people because of what they want.
Yeah.
It's just enough. It's that's what makes me feel very defeated when it comes to politics. I feel
Absolutely. Like
in 2020, I was super, super into politics.
Oh,
very
God.
Vocal.
That's
like,
a crazy year to get involved.
I know.
I
think
that's more. I've always been off.
Or no, it wasn't
I'll
2020. Sorry. It was
16.
More 2016. And then I guess 2020 was the re-election.
Yeah.
So, like, the re-election is what really.
Well, it was
a
crazy year.
It
was, I mean, it was the most insane year.
Yeah.
Like, 2020 was the craziest year.
And now
it
just, like, it just feels so defeating to be, like, into it and, like, try to, like, push things and, you know, get your voice out there because it's like, oh, like, doesn't even fucking matter. It does.
Yeah.
Doesn't feel like it, but it does.
Yeah.
And yeah, just, it's, there's people in politics that I think have a bright future. like Jack Schlossberg.
Oh my God, we're obsessed with him. Obviously, him. Everyone's obsessed yeah. With Jack Schlossberg,
yeah.
The
JFK's
the
grandson.
New yeah JFK's grandson slash the new Vogue political correspondent.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he honestly, I've looked at what he's been working on, and it is digestible, and he's clever and funny, and like,
yeah.
You know, I like him a lot. But this will be a problem that we'll have to deal with. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and that's
like,
what
we're
sucks
gonna have
because
to talk about
it. It is
whenever she, if and when,
yeah.
She says something about it, is we're gonna have to deal with it.
Yeah,
which whatever.
You know, either way, I won't be upset if she does or if she doesn't.
I pray she doesn't. Just for my and her own sanity, I just kind of pray she doesn't.
Mm.
I think I don't know. I kind of am like, I know where she leans. Like, I don't need her to tell me.
Yeah, that's
I know
so
how she
true.
Feels. Miss Americana, we watched it. You know what I'm saying? Like, how many times does she have to come out and say that she supports women's rights and she supports, like, of course, we know this, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But we'll just have to see.
I feel like.
It's tough.
It's tough. And I please take everything we just said with a grain of salt. Like, we really
don't
know
please,
what we're talking
please
about.
Please, we don't.
So.
And I've said it a million times. Like, I don't know. Like, I am one of those people that, like, you would roll your eyes if you heard me ever talk. Like, it's just, I have no skin in the game. I wish I was, like, an NPC when it comes
yeah.
to this kind of shit. Like, I wish that just, I wish I didn't, you know, I wish I wasn't there.
Yeah.
I wish nothing happened. Like, I just wish, I don't know. Tough.
Agreed.
Tough stuff. So, yeah, please don't come for us.
Please. We're just girls.
We're just girls. Anything else?
Kind
of
not
a slow weekend,
really, no.
To be honest.
I had just three little tidbits. One, Leah from Love Island posted that she was listening to You're On Your Own Kid and her first day out of the villa, which I appreciated. I did not think that she would be a Swiftie, and she just doesn't give Swiftie vibes, and I appreciate that she is.
Love.
Eminem ended Taylor's chart
run.
Oh,
yeah, we didn't even talk about this. Oh, and Anne Hathaway at the show.
Anne Hathaway.
Fun stuff in the beginning. It was wasted by me rambling because I didn't want to talk about politics. And I was in a bad mood.
Anne was at the show. She's a rep stan.
Major rep stan.
She had a very nice message to send to Taylor after the show. She posted on her story, "Thank you, phenomenal, moving, powerful, fearless Taylor Swift. Huge shout out to the incredible Eras crew. Best picture wrap celebration ever." Very cute.
You know what that
she was really
kind of reminded me of just now? Is that the rumors that the I'm weeping in a party bathroom, some actress asking me what happened to you. Mm. Everyone thinks that was Anne Hathaway.
I thought everyone thought that it was not Natalie Portman.
People think it was Anne because they were in a movie together that came out around the time that Taylor and
I
Jake were dating.
Was, I always
Love
thought
and
that
other
it was
drugs,
someone
I
else. Party. I forget who it was that I saw. I don't know.
The rumors I heard were that they were Anne. Always.
I could see Anne being some great.
Which would be good. Let's see. When did Love and Other Drugs come out?
Oh, Jake and Anne,
that's
right.
That's what I'm saying. 2010. Fits right in. So that's. People were saying that Anne Hathaway, that Taylor was at a party, whatever, with Jake Gyllenhaal. She's weeping in the party bathroom, some actress asking me what happened to you, and then the actress was Anne, and the reason that Anne would have been there is because it was, like, their movie, or, like, they were coming, you know, it was, like, around that same time. Like, why would both
maybe
Taylor
it was
and
Jennifer
Anne?
Aniston? Yeah, it was Jennifer Aniston that people were speculating.
Oh, people
were
saying that?
But
that
some
to me doesn't make
there's
sense.
There's some people saying Anne Hathaway, too, as
yeah,
well
yeah,
as
yeah.
this.
Jen Aniston, though, she could say some, she's a powerful, you know, she's a strong bitch who's been wronged by a man publicly many
there
times.
There were rumors that in 2011, someone saw Jen Aniston at the People's Choice Awards encouraging Taylor after she broke up with Jake. Oh, however, one of Jennifer's friends confirmed that she was not the actress Taylor talked about in the song.
Interesting. I'd like to believe that it's Anne.
Yeah, me
because
too.
I've always liked to believe they have that connection. So Anne went, had a great time. Fabulous.
I love her so much.
What was the
much.
Other thing? You said Leah, and then there was
Eminem.
One more in the middle. Eminem.
Yeah.
Okay, well, everybody can, you know, put your fucking torches and pitchforks down.
Yeah,
the
yeah.
long national nightmare is over.
Yeah, right.
Taylor's been ousted. Is everyone going to be okay now?
Yeah,
like,
right.
fucking chill. And, you know, good. Good for Eminem. Comes out with a new album.
Ugh,
hasn't come out with an album
Eminem.
In forever. What do you mean? You hate Eminem?
Yeah.
Why?
Because he's a freakazoid.
No, he's not.
Yes,
he's
is.
Just old now.
He rapped about punching women and killing them and beating them and
he
said the F slur. I don't like him
when,
at all.
In new music?
No, in his old stuff.
From like 2010, 2005? No. You're too young to understand his. Eminem. I will stand by Eminem. That he has some fucked up songs. Obviously, I will stand by Eminem until the day I die. He's a genius. He's a lyrical genius, and he's a complicated guy. He's a complicated guy, and you don't want that smoke. You don't want that Eminem smoke. That's crazy for you. Don't say that shit outside. Don't say that in front of all those boys. You're the first person I've ever heard to be like, ew, I hate Eminem.
I hate Eminem.
Like, I thought it was like a joke. Like, he made an album that was like kind of joking, like, oh, Gen Z wants to cancel me. Like, I thought that was a joke. I was like,
no, Gen Z
hates him.
Sorry, but I don't support that.
Yeah, but he's telling stories. He's a freak. He is a freak, but it's a whole thing. No. You need to get the lore on Eminem. You need to get the lore on Eminem. You don't know enough.
I don't know.
You don't. But he came out with this album. I have a feeling that this will be probably one of the last albums Eminem ever comes out with.
Thank God.
He's up there. He's up there, and he's getting a little tired. He's doing the same thing, but you know, it was also like a concept album. Like, half of the album was him being this like asshole character that they portrayed him. That's his whole thing. Slim Shady is not Marshall Mathers, Eminem, who he is as a person. But Slim Shady is this dickbag rapper character that the media wanted him to be during the MTV eras. And so he made these songs, and he's talking about all this shit. He's making, like, the songs are all like him making fun of, you know, what people expect him to be.
Right.
That's like a lot of his stuff. And then this concept album, which I think is kind of smart for him, or not kind of, actually, where the beginning is all his like fucked up stuff, him as Slim Shady, whatever, and then he like retroactively kills himself and is like, I'm sick of this shit. Like, that's not, everyone's bored of that guy. No one cares about that guy. So that's like the album, the new album is like, we're done with that chapter of life. I'm not Marshall. I'm not Slim Shady anymore. I'm a 50-year-old man. My daughter just got married. You know what I mean? Like, he's an adult now. And but, you know, highly anticipated. Everyone was kind of giving him shit, whether it was gonna be good or not. I personally have not listened to a single second of it yet. I just haven't had the time, and I haven't been in a rap mood. I honestly stopped liking. I'm not a rap girl. I don't listen to rap a lot. I sometimes will get into it. Eminem really is like one of the only artists I ever listened to growing up, besides like Lil Wayne, I guess. And so I think if anybody's taking it, fine. I'm fine with Eminem, you know, whatever. I can't believe that you hate him so much.
I really don't like him.
You don't like the song, The Real Slim Shady? Like, you don't like that song? You don't know every word of that song?
No, I know the song. Like, of course I know the song.
When did you start hating Eminem? Because everybody told you to start hating Eminem?
No, because I watched this crazy ass documentary about him and his.
A documentary?
Yeah, it was like something about, okay, well, first it happened with the Stan thing with like Stan.
Stan is a crazy
and, like,
song.
Is his Stan song
and
is
Kim.
So
Stan and Kim are crazy songs. We know.
No. Like, that's not okay to say ever. Like, Kim? What? Yeah, like, why? Why is that just like, oh, like, he's changed, like, whatever, like,
no, you know that it's not real.
He definitely beat her.
No, he didn't. Kim?
Yes.
They got divorced, but they had a fucked up life. No. Again,
he grabs Marley Born to kill her.
There's
and
too
stab
much.
Her
there's
and
too much lore. They lived in the most fucked up part of Detroit and had like this awful.
Yes,
life.
Yes, I've seen.
Seen 8 Mile. Yeah, right. Yes. You've seen 8 Mile. But his, like, the songs that he writes are, like, yes, he's involved in some fucked up shit. But, like, I don't know if there were ever actually, like, we would have known if there were, he would have been way canceled if there were actual domestic violence going on in his house. Like, that was not. Listen, I wouldn't be
murdering her and
I wouldn't be sticking up for him so hard if I didn't know that he wasn't actually a bad guy.
Oh, and it was the Christina Aguilera shit that really pissed me off about him.
Wait.
Their beef about her, and he was so mean about her and said that he wanted to like beat her up and like kick her in the face and all this crazy stuff.
In the early 2000s?
Yes.
I'm dying that you're like riding. You want to hate Eminem so bad that you want to ride for Christina Aguilera 20 years later, 25 years later.
But like,
No, he said, him and Christina, I'll give you a history lesson because I was there. Christina Aguilera and Eminem had beef because they like hooked up or something. Eminem was also a fuckboy. Like, he was a fuckboy at the time. He dated Mariah Carey. Mariah Carey wrote Obsessed about Eminem.
Yeah.
And which is one of her great songs. And then he wrote like a clapback song. But he was a guy who was like a smooth operator, would always talk to like the other pop stars, but in reality was not actually a bad guy. It was just kind of like his bit. Like, almost like everyone was like, oh, he's an asshole, he's whatever. But then he rubbed some of the girls the wrong way because he'd be like, oh, like, I can get with these girls no matter what, like, I'm this like, you know, I'm this guy and I'm the shit and whatever. And he wrote in one of his songs lyrics about Christina Aguilera, like, you know, getting around.
Right.
It was like what the lyric is, Christina Aguilera better switch me chairs. She can sit next to Carson Daly and Fred Durst and hear them argue over who she gave head to first is like the lyric. And obviously up in arms, whatever. And then I think he also like offhandedly, I don't know all the lyrics to all of his songs, but I think he said something similar about Britney Spears. He was just like talking about, I don't know, nothing were any worse or better than anyone else at the time. And since then, that's not really his bag. But I don't know. I'll ride for Eminem because I know that he's a theatrical person and he's a storyteller and he's a shock jock guy. Like he says shocking things and does shocking things, but he has never like actually been a piece of shit. Like that's the whole thing, is that he grew up in like the worst situation ever and pulled himself out of it, and now he's like he's like a normal person. He became a star and now he's as normal as he can be.
I don't know.
I promise. Listen, this is that's TikTok. That's TikTok trying getting to rewrite history. Brain. Trying to rewrite history. That is not how it went down. And I was there. I was watching all those VMAs. I was watching all the Nickelodeon Kids Choice Awards at that time. And it was like scandalous, but it was not any more scandalous than like, Miley and Nicki. Like that's the level of like hate it was at.
Right.
Like they actually, that was more intense than Eminem and Christina Aguilera's feud.
Right.
Like Miley What's Good was shook the world more than that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like that's like, it was so such a non-issue.
Yeah,
but he did talk shit in songs. That's like his whole thing. He talked shit in songs.
I don't really love the idea of him rapping about that, even though maybe he never did any of it
25 years ago.
Yeah, but still, Kelly, like, still, like...
I know, but that's the thing, is, like,
it's still
now,
just
today,
crazy.
If he came out with a song today saying that same shit, I'd be like, ew, that's fucked up. 25 years ago, bitch, like, Eminem was the least of our worries. Like,
yeah.
The stuff that people were saying was, like, the other rappers and stuff, like, he was... Even he wasn't taken seriously at the beginning because he was like white guy rapper.
I don't think Eminem should be like canceled or anything. I don't care that people are fans of him or anything. I just don't really like him. I just never have, and I don't think I ever will.
I feel bad about that. I feel bad that I think that there are people that don't like him for reasons I don't think are warranted.
Mm.
Similar to Taylor. Listen,
yeah,
I ride for my
true.
People.
That's
I ride
true.
For my people, and I'm an Eminem fan.
I didn't realize you were such a stan.
Well, because I know that he's a performer, and I think that he also got lost in the sauce, and, guys love him, and people, he's like just a rap guy, which I get, but no, I was liking his daughter's Instagram post the other day. She just got married.
Listen, I love his daughter. His daughter went to Michigan State. She's a Spartan. Go Green. So I love her.
Michigan people.
Yeah. He's
Detroit
from,
City.
Yeah, true. You know, maybe I need to read up on Marshall.
Read up on Marshall, because I'm telling you, he's a good guy.
Okay.
As far as I can, no one has ever said to me otherwise. I've never noticed otherwise, apart from the theatrics of the bullshit and whatever. But like, even the industry, like people, I've never heard anybody talk shit about Eminem in the industry. Like he's a good guy. But regardless, the only reason we're even talking about Eminem for an hour is because yes, his new album ousted Taylor. And again, I'm thankful.
Yeah,
I'm very thankful for that. Because I just, Gia, could not hear one more week of people complaining.
Yeah, the blocking
shit is so
annoying.
I couldn't hear it anymore. I'm thrilled.
Good for
her. Glad she broke a record with 12. She broke a record. She got what she wanted.
It would
have
been nice to be 13, but whatever. It's not the end of the world. 12. Good for her. She broke her own record.
Yeah.
It's just like, it'll finally put this topic of, she's blocking CDs, blah, 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 out.
That's what I'm
put
saying.
It to rest,
I can't
which is
do
nice.
It
so thank you for that, Eminem, I guess. If I have to thank you for anything, thank you for that.
Thank you for that. I also, too, like, she just hasn't been, she wasn't, not that she wasn't, like, pushing it, because she really wasn't the following weeks, but it tapered off. I think it tapered off at the right time. I think it's fine. We're good. Moving on. Can't hear anything else about it. Big conversations already happening about the Grammys next year for the albums that will be up.
I can't even imagine.
We can't even get into
it.
It's going to be a bloodbath. But before we go, I just would like to say a thank you to Chapel Roan, who, even though her album came out in 2023, I feel like it should come up this year as well, because I think at this point she wins for me.
I wonder if she'll be nominated for like Best New Artist.
I would love. Who else would be in there? It wouldn't be Sabrina. She's been around too long.
I think Tate McRae. Apparently, she can't be nominated for it.
Tate can't be?
Yeah, she can't, because apparently the Grammys like rules are very weird.
Interesting.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I saw something about that, her not being able to be nominated for Best New Artist. But yeah, I don't know. Her Chapel.
That's an interesting thing. Maybe I wouldn't Sabrina? Have thought about that. Also, I think Tate McRae, love her for sure, doesn't stand a chance against Chapel Roan.
No.
Not even
I
close.
I like Tate McRae.
I do too, but Chapel's
Chapel.
She's had her moments now. Her moment is
just
now.
Just musically wise too.
Too, also. Yeah. She's fantastic. But yeah, so the past couple days I've been hitting Chapel hard. I've liked her for a while. We've talked about her on the pod, whatever. And I think it took me a little bit of time to really get into the music and listen to the lyrics and everything. And I just, oh my God, she's
so fabulous.
She's wonderful. Mm. She's so good. So if you're not already on that train, you should get on it. I'm at the Pink Pony Club right now. That's Ooh. Me. Pink Pony Club and Casual are my number ones today.
Oh, I feel like My Kink Is Karma is like your song.
I like My Kink Is Karma, yeah. But the other songs for some reason are I'm making my way down the list. Mm-hmm. I've got new obsessions like every other day. I've listened to My Kink Is Karma today, and I do like it. But what really put me on, also Good Luck Babe, obviously.
Oh yeah, yeah,
so good. But what put me on Good Luck Babe? I posted it on my story yesterday. You won't be able to see it anymore now at this point when this comes out. But it was a video of these two guys singing a slow version of Good Luck Babe. It was like, what song is really sad when you kind of think about it? And then they start singing Good Luck Babe in like a slow tone.
It is sad.
And it's like, I started crying hysterically. I was like, this is so beautiful. Wait, I'll show you right now.
Well, because the whole song is like when you like good luck with your man, like you know that you like actually like women, like, but you're
that
hiding
is
it
the
yourself.
That is the tough part of the that is the tough part of the song for me. I try to interpret it in like a way of like good luck with your man, like, no, I don't know, there really
you
is
can also,
no other way
to like
interpret
a way you
it.
Can interpret it maybe like good luck with your person that like you think is like the right choice for you, like the easy choice, whatever.
That's
like
that's where I'm at.
You'll always regret
completely
not going with, you know, the twin flame.
I don't know how I was interpreting it. I was singing it in a way of like, I don't know how I was singing it. I was singing it in a heartbroken
in your way,
way.
In the Kelly way.
In the Kelly way. I was singing it in a heartbroken way. I'll get back to you guys on how I was singing it, but here. A song that's kind of sad. I'm just going to play it out loud. I love these. It's cool. Nothing but you know. I'm going to make you listen to the whole thing.
Well, this is very intimate. Like, they're very close.
Well, they're, like, performers. They do this all the time.
Oh, okay. Beautiful.
We're listening to the whole thing.
The whole thing?
No, it's not the whole thing. Oh. It's over soon. It's after this. Call, baby, you can kiss 100 boys in bars.
Shoot. We're going to get copyrighted.
Oh, are we? Fuck. Okay, you're right. Anyway, so that's that. Even with a cover? Yeah, I guess so, huh?
Yeah, they're anyway, so strict with that stuff. It's so annoying. Like, even, like, I feel like sometimes even when we sing, we sometimes get copyright. I know.
Because
we're so close to the original.
We're
so gorgeously beautiful singing that they're like, oh my God,
must be
Taylor.
We're too close to the original. Yeah, yeah. Right. God, that's so, I hate it.
I know.
Again, copyright, the man is coming to get us all. All right. I think that just about covers it.
Yeah.
You know, Taylor's life, Travis back at camp, fight about Eminem.
Political.
It's great.
Was that our first like disagreement about something?
Maybe. I also went a little hard because I like I said, I feel bad for
that's
everywhere.
Okay. You,
I feel bad
you ride for your people and
I feel bad.
Yeah, that's okay. If anything, maybe you might have skewed my opinion a little bit.
That's what I'm saying. Like, and if it comes out that I'm wrong and he's been beating women all this time, but like we wouldn't be propping him up if that were the case. Like, I know that he didn't do anything wrong. So now I'm like, fuck. Like, I know him personally, but no. Yeah, it's that I think has entirely to do with like you had to be there. Like, you had to be there during the rise of Eminem. Like, you were too young for sure. You wouldn't have been allowed to listen.
I think so. I think
even Fran, I think, might have been too young. Like, it was. You know, because she's 3-4 years younger than me, I think, and I was young. Like, when Eminem was the hotness, I was not allowed. We can't get back into it. When he was the hotness, my older cousins were really into it, and my mom wouldn't let me listen to it, and my cousins let me, and I got really into it, and then my dad like got me a CD on the side, like along with like Blink 182. Like, my dad always let me. You know, he knew that I needed to have my finger on the pulse. I couldn't be a fucking loser,
right,
like
obviously.
Not knowing music, but like Without Me by Eminem came out, and
yeah,
it was
of course,
like
I love those songs. Like,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
when I was
yeah,
I don't know. 6-7 I don't even know how old I was. I must have been older than that. 10 No idea. But it was like I was young.
Wait,
as
do you know
fuck.
The song Mockingbird by him?
Yeah, of course.
I like that song. Yeah.
I'm gonna break that bunny's neck.
Yes.
I'm gonna buy a diamond ring for you. I'm gonna sing for you. Yeah, but when he's doing that voice.
Yeah. My friend, shout out Tony. She went through a very intense Eminem phase when we were like in eighth grade, I think, seventh grade, she would make me watch that music video like all the fucking time.
The concern lies with the people that love like those songs too much. Like if you love like Kim too much,
right,
then it's right. like, what's your problem?
Right.
If you like Stan too much, which well, Stan is a fucking crazy song. In another university or in another universe, Stan is I Can Do It With a Broken Heart, you know? It's about a fan.
Yeah.
That it like goes crazy on.
Yeah.
And I Can Do It With a Broken Heart is all these fans. They want more. I want to die. Like it's just, you know, it's that they everyone has their version. Everyone has their interpretation of rabid fans.
Yeah. That shit's crazy. He's like, my wife's pregnant, like I'm gonna I love you.
Hey, my wife's pregnant, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, that's from the perspective of this crazy fan. God, it's good. I gotta go back and give proper ups.
I just got chills from that a little bit.
What the
Stan? Because it's so crazy.
It's a creepy song. It's a creepy way, but it's like lyrically, he's just smart.
It reminds me of. Have you listened to Billy's album yet?
Yes, and
the
no.
Diner. If anything, it's more like The Diner than it is I Can Do It With a Broken Heart.
That is a good point.
It's from the perspective of like the stalker.
So true.
So creepy.
So true.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was thinking more like people like crazy fans. wanting too much. That is so way more spot on. Yes.
Yeah,
way more
totally.
Spot on. Anyway, so whatever. Yeah. Do your research, do your history on Eminem if you're interested.
Yeah, yeah.
And you won't
don't
be
upset. Don't let TikTok get you.
Don't let TikTok ruin your brain or else I'll fucking knock on your door and I'll tell you otherwise. I'll give you a lesson. Yeah. But let's go into the rest of the week with better vibes. I promise I'll have better vibes on Wednesday.
I really just don't promise something
suck the
that you
life
can't.
Out of this. Yeah. No.
On Wednesday, like,
I'm in the fuck your
face, and I'll be the one that's like, I'm going to kill everyone. Exactly. Yeah, it's always something.
We'll tap dance through it, and it'll be fine. Yeah. But remember that Wednesdays are our call-in episodes, our favorite episodes. So, first, make sure that you are following us or subscribed on YouTube, Rumble, all the places where you can subscribe. Please subscribe, especially to our video channels. That is tremendous for us. So just please do that if you can. And, subscribe to the pod everywhere else. And if
Please.
You want to call in or text and leave us a message or a text about what's going on, questions that you have, theories, thoughts, anything like that, you can go ahead and call 347-450-0723. Leave a voicemail or text us or message the Taylor Watch account.
Yes, please.
We are following it. We are watching it. And we love to hear from you guys. We look forward to Thursday's episode and hope you enjoyed this one and it didn't put you in a bad mood.
Love you guys.
Love you.